Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, yes, I'm calling about an offer I received in the mail from you folks. I'm not quite sure. Do I give you the reservation code to kind of or how do you?
Yeah, give me just a moment here. I'm trying to bring it up.
Sure.
Alrighty, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, the reservation code is 2311-2801-0010-9071.
Alrighty, is this Deborah Golden I'm speaking with?
It is.
Alrighty. Okay. Okay. And what's the best number to reach out if we get disconnected here?
603-801-7359.
Alrighty, and is this your office line or cell phone, mobile?
It's my personal cell phone, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, and I don't have a company name on file.
Peterborough Collision Center.
I'm sorry, you cut out in that first part. All I heard was Collision Center.
Sorry. Peterborough, P-E-T-E-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, Collision Center.
Peterborough Collision Center.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm just going to confirm some information real quick here, Deborah, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have about what you received. I have billing address down as 26 Westridge Drive, Peterborough, New Hampshire, 03458. Is that current?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, my personal address, yes.
Okay, got you. And as far as the business classification goes, are you guys an LLC, incorporated, sole proprietorship?
An LLC, yeah.
LLC, okay. And how long have you been
a
in business?
A single member. I'm the member.
Okay, so you're 100%.
3 years?
3 years in
I'm
business.
I'm 100% owner, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. Yeah, if you can kind of tell me what your needs are there for the business, then I can point you in the right direction as far as our programs go here at the bank.
Well, what I'm actually interested in is I noticed that you guys offer some longer terms and monthly payments, which is what I'm kind of interested in. I don't know if you have a specific category of loan that has to be to qualify for a longer term and a monthly payment. I'm not interested in any, you know, thing that comes out of my checking account on a daily or credit card type loans or anything
okay.
like that.
Yeah, so just to touch on that, first to kind of get a better idea, is this equipment you're considering bringing on, or are we looking at some capital?
Some working capital. And,
some working capital.
You know, just kind of maybe potentially some equipment, some more trucks. We have one ramp truck and one wrecker that are both older, looking at upgrading them and some things like that. And, you know, a little debt consolidation, a little bit of everything, actually. Just kind of wanting a loan with, like, one monthly payment so that I can kind of have control over cash flow.
Absolutely. And just to give you some feedback on that, we do have those programs available, usually for our, you know, people that fall under our A credit tiers. So it is something we have. It's not something that everyone qualifies for. So I'm not quite sure.
What's your A credit at that point? What are you considering?
How's your personal credit?
Well, my personal credit, last time it was checked, I think it was like 688.
688, so
not
right around
over 700,
average.
But it's not terrible, yeah.
Okay, so just a little above average, no problem. And how much capital did you have in mind there?
I was just, you know, basically trying to see what I could qualify for was my kind of thought at this point.
Okay, and I can give you an answer.
Figure out what I could do with it.
Yeah, no problem. I can give you an answer pretty easily here. 2015, what did the business do in gross annual sales, your top line revenue?
It was around 640. I think it was like 638 or something like that, just under 640.
So right around 640. Okay. And any current loans with the business right now?
I do have a current loan that's kind of one of the things I'm trying to get out of. So.
Okay. What's
makes a big difference.
Is that a working capital loan? Or is that like an SBA loan? What kind of?
No, it's not an SBA loan. It's a daily withdrawal loan, which is what I'm trying to steer clear of and finance that to get out of that.
Okay.
Really, it kills your business having something sucked out every day.
Completely understand there. Yeah, so we have programs. We fit a lot of people into weekly programs. You know, sometimes we can do monthly. We do have daily as well. It just kind of depends on really what the credit analysts come back to us with. But I'll definitely make note of my file that you're not looking for a daily ACH and try and see if we can. First of all, back to that current one. What's the current balance on that note?
It's a pretty high balance. It's like 98,000.
98,000.
Yeah. So I'd be looking for probably at least 100,000 to, you know, refinance that. Or.
Got you. And who is that with?
On Deck.
On Deck. Okay. Okay. You know, just to kind of give you some honest feedback, you know, typically for us to pay off a loan, we'd have to net you 50%. Meaning we'd have to get you $200,000. So I'm not really sure if that's something that's feasible for us to do at this point with your current balance being at about 15% of your gross annual sales already.
Right.
So like,
I understand.
So, I mean, if we could look at like a second position loan, I don't know if that's something you'd consider for the business.
What does that mean? What's a second position loan?
Basically, you would keep that balance in place with On Deck. And we would free up additional funds for you if needed. Or if you are, you know, looking for vehicles, we could look at our equipment financing program, which is like 2 to 5 year monthly payment, like your traditional like equipment vehicle loan for the vehicles.
Okay.
So, but yeah, just
for vehicles or equipment.
Yeah. So we have our exactly. So I you know. We have our program for that as well. Whereas, you know, companies like On Deck, you know, if you're looking for equipment or vehicles, they'll basically jam their working capital program down your throat. You know, when we have like more of a traditional equipment program where it's only monthly payments, typically 2 to 5 years, usually 3 to 5 years. And that's something that we could do as far as upgrading the trucks. But just to be transparent with you and, you know, not wanting to waste your time, you know, because the balance is where it's at with On Deck, they tend to win people a lot of money. I'm not sure if we'd be I can pretty much confidently say that we wouldn't be able to refinance that for you, unfortunately.
All right. That's fine. I just thought I'd call because, you know, it's hard to find somebody who's willing to do monthly terms with, you know, something like that. And, you know, it's just as well as I do how impossible it is to get an SBA loan nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. I completely understand. I mean, are the trucks something you're, like, really considering doing there?
That's a possibility. I mean, I would definitely, you know, call you back if I was considering that. But mostly really interested in getting more of cash flow running through the business and managing that daily payment, which
right.
is killing us right now.
What are you paying daily on that?
Paying close to $500 a day, which is pretty crazy.
About $10,000
a month. Yeah.
Did they give you like a 12 or 18 month term or?
18, yeah.
18 months, okay. Yeah,
actually,
I just.
No, it was 15. I apologize. It was 15, not 18.
15 months.
15 month term.
Yeah.
$120,000 loan for 15 months. So I mean, we've paid down, you know. Not even, you know, we've paid down like 20-something thousand, that's it.
Right.
Oh, no, we had interest too. So I guess we paid down about 46,000, now that I think of it. But
okay.
But yeah, it's just trying to switch it into something a little more manageable than daily payments as well.
No, I understand. You know, On Deck is a great company. They're a good resource for funds, but, you know, they do lend, you know, sometimes a lot of money.
Right. Well, I figured it was worth giving it a shot. And if, you know, we decide to do something with equipment, I'll hang on to the number and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, do you wanna,
would that be something that, you know, that is possible, knowing that I have a $100,000 loan with somebody else? Is that something that people tend to still qualify for? Or?
You know, you have, you know, slightly above average credit. And to be honest with you, your existing loan wouldn't really affect the equipment loan because it is collateralized by the vehicle. So I wouldn't see it getting in the way at all or, like, affecting your rate or anything like that. It's a completely separate program, something that, you know, companies like On Deck don't have the ability to offer. So,
okay.
I mean, do you mind if I shoot you off an email just so you kind of know what information we'll need if you do decide
sure.
to proceed
yeah,
with, like, a...
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, what's your email there, Deborah?
Yeah. I'll give you my personal one so it doesn't go to the business. It's all lowercase aunt, A-U-N-T, Deba, D-E, B as in boy, B as in boy, A, at MSN.com.
Alrighty, just to be precise here, I have aunt, A-U-N-T, Deba, D-E-B-B-A, at MSN.com. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you off the information, just kind of what we would need if you do decide to proceed there with maybe us working up a proposal for some vehicles or something like that. But yeah, just so to give you some feedback, it's going to be very hard for, you know, any company or, you know, bank to you know, work with that on deck balance being at, you know, where it's at, unless you decide to do a second position, which is, you know, which could free up capital and keep that in place.
Right.
So just like kind
of
some feedback for you.
Sense.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, but like I said, like as far as our equipment program goes, you know, it's not going to affect if you do decide to see what kind of quote we can get you on a vehicle there, upgrading some trucks. All right, Deborah.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks for
Yeah.
help.
You have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.